Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Reaction Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Ope. Today I'm joined by Els, Krell, Fumi. Going to be recapping the Chelsea Brighton game. But before we do that, Krell, Fumi, how are you guys? Because I don't think I've been on the pod with you in a while. How you guys
don't
doing?
Kill me. Fuck Els then.
Bro, I've been on with Els too many times. When he said he wanted to come on, I was like, fuck.
That's got to be racial.
What do you mean, bro? I've been on with you too many times. I was like, I need some.
You need some fresh meat.
Pause. But yeah, Krell, for me, how are you guys doing?
I'm alive.
Bro, that's what I was going to say. We day
alive, fam. This weather is cold. This peak.
Bam.
God, on Saturday it was crazy. Like I couldn't even leave my house. It was that bad. Even the heat's on. It's just it's
couldn't
bad.
Eat your ass. What?
Couldn't do your ass.
I said leave my house. I don't know where you got that from.
I heard I couldn't eat my.
But this is why I don't. This is stuff like this is why I don't want to come on with you.
That is crazy.
Because I'll just be saying pause every 5 minutes.
Nah, because what's heat got to do with fucking eating your own ass?
I never said eating my own ass, but here we go.
How's your mind acrobatic to do that?
We're 3 minutes in and my mom can't listen to this episode, so great.
Bro, thank you. It's crazy. I'm asking guys how they are. Els is trying to flip an intermediate ass, but it is what it is at this stage.
Nah, learn elocution, fam. That was your fault.
How is that my fault?
It sounded like you said arse. I'll be so real.
Wow. I swear down.
We let the listeners decide, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what we're asking them to vote on.
Sharp, man. Anyway, Chelsea unfortunately played on Sunday, but somehow they won. So, guys, I think, what's that, fifth win of the season, Brighton, the Ops. We seem to have like a mini rivalry with them because we take their players and they've been betting us last season. So, yeah. For me, what were your thoughts on the game, the lineup when you saw it? And yeah.
Eman, go to hell.
Eman, that is disgusting, but I'm not going to repeat what you just wrong in the chat. But yeah.
But yes.
For me, go.
I can't remember the match last time I've watched us play, and it's like not been chaos ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like watching a really good championship match all the time when we play. Like, there's just too much going on. No one can just cool down a bit. And on that, yeah, I know we'll get onto him properly, yeah. But let me just say, yeah, this isn't even an apologies. We got a massive... Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I stand by what I said. Fuck it. I'm not letting you learn anything from me.
Wait, is this about a certain Englishman?
Maybe.
I fucking knew it. I fucking said it. I knew it.
No, but it's just, it's a thing
it's
where...
Just what?
No, because don't act like I've been... I know what he is, do you know what I mean? It's not like he fooled me. My whole thing was just about starting players and stuff like that, but the way James showed himself last week and disgraced us, he's also disgraced... I don't know what is... I just think we're just so raw, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
Having that many, like... players that are so haphazard and that stat about how many fouls we've...
Yellow cards, reds, I know.
This season. Oh, it's just chaos ball. So it was so nice that we actually won because honestly, for that whole 10 minutes at a time, I was so sure.
I know. I had to turn the game off because I wasn't doing that to my heart.
Really?
No, for me, once I saw, I said, I couldn't do it because I...
You missed out on some good Caicedo stuff, man.
No, bro, do you know what it is? Because you know you're like behind on the stream. So I was just like, fuck it. I can't put myself through that mental torture.
Nah, you need to use that Bing sport that you put me onto. It's actually rock my
No, for me, I use it. But like, it was just messing up towards the end. I said, I'm not watching 10 minutes because I can't, my chest, it's not happening. But yeah, Carell, what were your thoughts on that? Just the lineup, because obviously going into the game, we've got James out for stupidity, Cucurella out for stupidity. So we come up with playing with four CBs at the back. How do you think that looked in the game, bro?
You know, it's the lineup.
The
It
way
is
you
what it
sighed, bro.
right at this point. It just is what it is. You know, we've got so many injuries and whatnot, so I can't really say, oh, this guy should have been playing, this guy should be playing. But yeah, it was just terrible. Like, I think it was terrible. Like, we won 3-2 in the end, yeah, but I just think it was ass all round. Like, I did not enjoy that game, that performance. I was gonna say a couple man, but really one man kind of made me feel good about the game, which was Enzo.
Oh,
Other than that,
that was
it was
such
just
oh, brother.
ridiculous. No, but he actually played well. Like, he actually played well. But you
So,
did I didn't hype it up or anything, but he actually had a good game, and I was like, yeah, he made me feel all right about it. But genuinely, across the board,
you know how you
right.
said like you didn't enjoy it. You know, with this game, I don't really know what your stance on with the Newcastle game was as well, but do you feel like we were definitely, like, you were confident that we were gonna see that game out as a win before
No.
Conor Gallagher got the red?
No.
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 So at no point you thought we were
For me,
I never
no.
felt comfortable. You know what? Even when we went 2-0 up, yeah, I went, if we concede next,
It's fucked.
we
It's
might,
long.
we're definitely drawing this game.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost
Yeah.
next goal. No, I said it to myself. I said, next goal wins this game. So if we'd, luckily it didn't turn out this way, but if we'd scored a third, I would have been like, all right, cool, it's
Yes.
over. If they go 2-1, then we're dropping points. I almost felt definite about that. And to be honest, it was kind of heading that way. Until we get that penalty, because that second half, albeit we're with 10 men, nothing was going on.
Nine
Like,
men.
nothing was happening. And I think,
But I think that's because we were with 10 minutes. I think we were very different in the second half.
Wait, when we
you
play
know what it
with
is? I think the 10 men gave us an excuse for why we looked so bad in certain aspects. Because even with 10 men,
I don't
go
think
on.
it's because of the 10 men, bro.
It wasn't, but I'm saying it gave us an
I know
excuse.
what he means, because like
I think that's arse.
we were playing shit beforehand, yeah, but with the 10 men, if we'd lost that game or dropped points, the excuse would have been from
But
like,
were we playing as bad in the beforehand? I think we were
because
playing as
I
like
think
erratic, and like the dis lack of discipline was there beforehand, but I didn't think we're losing this match before
I
the
just
red
didn't
card.
comf I just didn't feel comfortable because like
Yeah.
because
Even
Caicedo's in
though
the midfield,
I'll let you
bro,
get onto him in a
allow
minute.
it, man. Yeah,
I'll let you get onto him in a minute. But for me, I just felt like Brighton had too many openings, and like even though we
but
were,
I don't know, they never moved me.
no, I know what I mean by openings is that they'll get into our area, like into our final third quite easily, but then they just weren't shooting or the wrong pass was happening. But
Yeah.
deep it
And
went.
whose fault is that?
It's I think Poch, because I've seen this passes before. And I know you're gonna say Caicedo as well, bro,
Bro,
because I know you've got a Caicedo agenda.
it's not even an agenda, man.
No, it's not an
No, it's
agenda.
an agenda, bro.
It's an
It's
agenda. It's not an agenda if you're not good. An agenda is something that's not true.
Yeah, but
Like,
you lot say I have an agenda about Enzo. There's definite elements of truth there.
no,
I
but
didn't
that's the
say
you have an
anything.
agenda
No,
against
but you
Enzo.
know what's mad? Like the whole thing,
Oh,
like
thank you.
I said it in, I think it's even the last pod or the one before that. I was like, Enzo is literally getting more ball recoveries than Caicedo. And Manon was
Yeah,
saying,
you said.
no, he is. He literally is. Caicedo's just getting spun. He's getting spun by
Yeah.
Brighton fodder. Do you know how fucked it is? Did you see the Brighton lineup? Why are these guys, was it Azingra, just spinning him?
Wait, say that again.
What's his
Zingra.
name? I don't even know
Zingra.
his name, bro.
Odingra.
I don't know these guys.
I
I
thought it
said
was even Ingra.
Ingram, no peak.
No, I'm not even. I'm being so
Nah,
serious.
one sec.
Let's go and fact check.
Let me tell you. Yeah, Odingra. Cool. A midfield of Baleba, Buonanotte, Lallana, and Odingra
And
was
Gilmore.
spinning Caicedo, bro. How fucked is that, bro?
It was everybody eats against him as well.
Bro,
That's
like he literally, like it's, and the thing is, it's consistent, bro. Like this guy is just getting spun by fodder, and it's a problem, bro. Because it's like, if you're not gonna give us a controlling edge in the passing, Because Kante didn't give that either. At
Just
least
give us the ball, come please.
win the balls. At least recover the ball to pass it to someone who can actually do the job. But he's getting spun. He's
No,
getting spun. His passing is not good.
but you know what it is, yeah? I don't even like the Kante comparison, because the thing with the Kante thing, oh, the thing with Kante was that, albeit his passing was horrible, his ball retention was actually relatively good. Like, if he was just looking to keep it
And
and set it and
he
move,
improved as well on the Sarri
yeah,
to
like
extent.
he was adaptable. This guy, I don't know what he does. Like, the people are telling me I'm being harsh. There's potential. There's this. I've watched him for 4 months now. No signs. There's been no
No
signs.
sign. Bro, do you see there was two instances where Brighton could have capitalized. There was one where there was a goal kick from Robert Sanchez where he came down to receive it and then he passed it to Silva. And that was one Silva stretch away
You not think
of
this
Brighton
whole game,
being.
Dave? Sorry, go on.
I was
No,
saying
the,
it was
when
that
you
one.
said stretch, yeah, I
Oh.
feel like this whole game they were just doing long pass. I just kept seeing every player stretch to get the ball,
Bam.
every single pass.
I'm gonna come on to that because I agree with you. And
We
when
don't, but I said this in that we don't have good passes of the ball, so how it's normal that people are
you know,
stretching
I
because we
don't think
don't.
it's the passing of the ball. I just don't think Poch coaches build up like that, because they take too many touches, or they're like when next time you watch Chelsea, look at the person, the guy on the ball. Number one, look at the passing options he has. And number two, look at him, like where he's scanning. He's always looking at where's my pass. Because the thing is, because I actually think they're good passers of the ball, so they always get out of trouble, but it just doesn't look convincing.
It
Like,
looks bare rash from the weight of the pass is
the
always way
wait,
wrong as
wait on the
well.
cloth. It's
They're
off. Wait,
smacking the ball. That...
who is a good passer
All
of
of
the ball?
them.
No, who's a good pass in that starting 11? Who's a good passer of the ball?
Enzo.
Enzo, TC's, Thiago Silva can build up. The Sassi can build up as well. Because so can Cole.
Not Sanchez, because some of his
Sanchez
deliveries
is just
were.
silly. He can actually pass. He's just very stupid.
Now
He
he
just
did
passes.
one
Aye,
right at
that,
the end of the
when he got
match.
that pass back, yeah, that he almost kind of booted
Bam, he's
him.
Bam.
But
God.
you know what killed me is the fact that he was so calm and then made like a perfect pass. Like, it was so good.
Elves is crack because the guy is so.
Was,
I
I
don't
was
get where he's
laughing because
coming
the
from.
thing is like he just looked so calm about the fact that he almost fucked up so bad and the pass was so great. I was like, this is football, fam.
Spanish goalkeepers,
Do you know
man.
what is? He's actually like he's obviously got stupid moments in him, but he's actually a de like I think he's actually a
That's what I
decent
think.
keeper.
He's
You know
low
what?
key
I
good,
think he's
like, but he's shit.
I think
Oh,
like
he's shit, he's shit.
no,
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 because
because if
he's
he didn't do
sometimes he does things and I'm like, yo, you're actually decent, you know?
like okay, if you take out what like the Arsenal moment with Rice, right? Where he obviously he's killed the game for us at that point. Objectively, he's been good in
No,
most of the game.
it's true. It's just that like the Bozo moments are just crazy. Like again, I said it on the pod last week. Why are you doing the splits in your own area when the corner's being taken? Like, why is he on the floor then? Like, he just does some dumb
Not
stuff.
yeah, he does, but
Bro, it's
again,
crazy.
I'll back him in the sense that I actually think he's half decent. Like
But he is half decent, and I like.
he's a good
Oh, okay.
stepping stone.
I like the fact that from corners, like he will at least claim it, and like he's pro and he's quite practical for a goalkeeper. You saw like him just releasing the ball quickly, set up for the counter, which led to the pen. So I think that's he has good aspects there. But I agree with Firmino. It's like he does some bozo stuff.
Yeah, of course
It's
he's
but
doing.
I know, but
So
bro,
do you
like.
not see other keepers play? Like every time I watch a team now, their keeper is doing some bozo thing. Like I feel like we see howlers from keepers like every single match now. Like a keeper will do something to cost the team, even players like Alisson. So I don't know if this is just the new era of keepers and like you have
No,
to firm the Onanas. You have to
but I think
firm them.
with him and with Sanchez from he's been doing that though. Like there are some bozo keepers, but he just takes the piss because he's just like too calm with it. Like it's just yeah, it's just
I'd
annoying.
rather he's come with it than like an
Yeah.
Onana, they're
True, yeah. You're even
punishing
going
being
far
sent
to
penal.
no. We literally had Edouard Mendy in goal, bro, and this is a significant
No,
upgrade
that's
from
I'll
that
give you
to
that to be fair, yeah. Like at
yeah.
least for someone his height, he can actually claim the ball because Mendy towards the end, bloody hell, man. But yeah, going back to the game, like obviously we go 2-0 up. Like, guys, did you think at that point in the game we deserved it, or do you think it was against run of play? Like, El, what are your thoughts on that?
The thing is, Brighton were quite shit in attack, innit? And they had their injuries, and you could tell as well. Because with the players they played, they actually like they were looking dangerous, but there was no like end product at all. They weren't creating mad chances, and that helped that they still managed to score two, innit?
Crazy stuff, bro.
You know how far that, like the first goal, like that's what I'm saying. Caicedo shouldn't get spun so easily, and then yeah,
And
man,
Cole as well.
I
And
think I was
Cole.
gonna say that's something I was gonna touch on.
Yeah,
I
Cole
think
was.
that's horrible defending. Like he does it
Yeah,
so often as well. And I feel
no,
like
I agree. I agree.
people
I
are
think so.
gaslighting me when I say that. Like, I understand he's not a left back, right? But it's a simple thing that if a guy's left footed, try and put him on his right foot. And he literally angled his body to let him come inside and shoot.
Course.
Like, and he's getting away with it because he's 19, bro. If you're old enough to be on the pitch, bro,
He's
you have to be
19.
holding or 20 or whatever he is. Like, he's young.
Oh, fair enough, man.
You have to hold the criticism.
I think the thing for me, Crow, is like obviously it was by force, but by playing the centre backs at fullback. But the issue there is that you've got two guys that want to stand off, and you can't afford that in those positions, particularly with the way Poch wants us set up, whereby we're very narrow, so we afford the wingers to have space. But when they've got the ball, you saw like against Arsenal how Gusto and Kukurea were on Martinelli and Saka in an instant, like De Sassi, Colwell, both times backing off, backing off, backing off. That's why Mitoma cooked De Sassi in the second half. That's why Bonati scores that goal, because like the moment Bonati gets the ball,
Man said Bonatti.
But that's you. Who the fuck is
I
that?
don't
When I'm not just
Bonatti. Sorry. Benedotti, the moment he gets the ball, Colwell should be on him in an instant just to put small pressure. But he keeps backing off. I like you said, Carell. He's
And
angling his body, and the guy just
this is the
cuts in.
first time he's done it.
So,
Not
yeah.
the first time. I think
It
he's
was against Salah
1v1
as well.
defending.
It's
He's
the same thing with Salah as well. And people are like, oh, but it's Salah. But I'm like, now this is evidence. And I keep seeing it a lot where both him and Sassi both keep backing off their men.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm not, I'm messing
I
with
don't
it.
have much to say about De Sassi because when you play him at right back, he's just it's useless.
Nah,
But
bro, I like him, man. Nah, bro.
another thing I wanted to talk about is our winger stunk.
Thank God.
God, yeah.
Hey, Mudrik, I swear down, yeah.
He's so shit. Like he's no, he's gen no. I'm glad SB's not even here to fucking interrupt me when I talk about this shit. But I think he's
I was gonna ask about the penalty incident, but
it's
let's.
one, it's not like for
Hey,
me that
Carl, Carl,
it's not
relax. Don't worry, we'll get on to it.
all
Go
right, cool.
on. I've actually got some opinions. I actually want to see what everyone's saying, but else, carry on with your thoughts on
Yeah,
that.
like Mudrik and Sterling did fuck all. Yeah.
Bro, Sterling was non-existent. Like,
Non-existent, and even then, Palmer came on. This is the third game. I like Cole Palmer. Obviously, it's the third game you can see like we should have calmed down with him because he when he came on he wasn't good either. Who else played?
that's it. Those were the three wingers.
Nah, because he was it not Maddison that came in at one point
Yeah, but apparently he
earlier
had a
on.
good.
He came on.
He did
Yeah,
well against.
Maddison was all right. I didn't mind
Yeah, but
Maddison.
where did these guys come on to play, bro? This
Yeah,
is
I
the
don't.
thing.
Did I?
I
Did Maddison
don't
come
know.
on to the
I
wing?
don't
I
even
don't.
know.
I think it was to
Exactly.
come on. I think it was to come on to the wing because I know two things were happening. Sterling wasn't tracking back, and the Assi was getting cooked by Matoma. So it was to deal with the 1v1 threat from
But the thing is,
Matoma.
what I'm saying about Mudrik, bro. Like, it's
Yeah, speak on Mudryk first, like.
bro. Like, what does he actually offer in terms of when he gets the ball? He's not good at dribbling.
Yeah, I
He's
agree.
actually not. He's not good at being his man.
Nope.
He's
Bro.
really fast off the ball. On the ball, he isn't. Like, he's not amazingly fast. And then his touches are bad.
Terrible.
Like that penalty, yeah, he got really lucky. Like, fair enough, he won as a penalty, and I can't be mad
He
because
was gonna miss that, you know.
yeah, but he wasn't getting to the ball.
Yeah, like
There
no,
how and
no chance.
it's James Milner behind you. You are a fresh young kid who's meant to be super fast. Ukraine Bolt, whatever your fucking name is. And Milner's literally put you, and it's just Milner's tackle was terrible. And now people are gonna use that as like, he won as a penalty. He won as a
Yeah.
penalty because Milner is dumb and stupid and shit.
No, it's not even. You see, okay.
Yeah, go on, Crow.
Let me even let me to go back to Modric, right? I've said this many times. He's a guy that if you write down the list of things he could be good at, in theory, you've got a player that could potentially be a top player. If you say if you theorize what he can be. But the
Potential
reality
SC
is,
man.
no, it's not even potential because this is just theory. This
Yeah.
is just I'm looking at the guy, I've seen a couple of clips of him in the middle of a war zone running past minefields. This is what he can be. What's the reality? The reality is, like El said, fast off the ball, not a particularly great dribbler, so he can't really get away from guys, and doesn't know how to use his body to protect the ball. Can't he's not a good passer of the ball unless he's doing that one pass where he comes inside and like does that little
Yes.
through ball into the runner. Fair enough, that's a nice pass, but we see it once every seven games. He can't shoot, because this is the thing. When guys like a player, and I think this fan base really likes him for whatever reason, they start reducing the bar of what is worth a compliment.
Yeah,
A man is
because
having a sh
Pulisic was doing like if Pulisic was giving us these cameos, everyone would be screaming about it. Sorry.
I've said,
He
and I agree with what you're
was a bit
saying.
more.
I agree with, and this is the thing where people are now, I'm seeing man go, oh, well done for a shot off target. Oh, well done for attempting a dribble or attempting a cross. Like the cross is going to nobody.
I
I
must
remember
have
like the
scored
one
here.
where they almost scored an own goal. I think it came off the Brighton defender and J Steele made a save from it. I thought it was Jackson who got a touch on
Oh
it.
yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Straight
That
up,
ball
this
was
ball.
going nowhere near anyone, and guys were going, oh yeah, Modric causing trouble. Like, what? Come on, man. Let's be realistic. And great example that Fumi brought up is Pulisic. I said, I've still not seen, he's been here nearly a year, and he's not shown me even 10% of what Pulisic did at this club. And Pulisic was vilified. I'm not even a Pulisic fan.
What is it, just shit?
Yeah, but has my man even done 10% of what this guy did for us?
Yes,
Because
that's the whole point. Bro, on 80 million.
I
Oh
think the
my
thing for me
God.
is that I think that I agree with you, Crow, because I know we all know that Modric's raw. My issue with the Modric stuff is
No,
that
not raw. He's not
no.
good.
We all know That's what I'm saying.
No,
He's
because
not
this is the
good
same thing
or raw.
people did with Adama Traore, bro. This guy's raw. This guy's raw. He's not good. Just because you can run in a straight line and put a cross in doesn't make you a good footballer, bro. Like, you're not good.
Adama Traore is better than Mudrik.
Yeah, he is. But I'm just saying, like, the word raw needs to be used for like untapped potential. There's no untapped potential, bro. He's just not a good football player. It's simple.
He's an
For me,
athlete.
one of the things I have an issue with is, like you're saying, it's like for someone so quick, his off the ball movement is shocking. Like for someone so quick, you'd think he'd be trying to get in behind more often or whatnot. He's always trying to come to the ball. And obviously, when the ball doesn't go down the side, you're just like for someone who we got paid 80 mil for. Like you're not really impacting the game as much because you're just not doing anything. And
robbed
like
my
you
boy
said,
an assist as well.
huh? What's that?
You robbed Jackson off an assist.
Oh, hello. Yeah, but speaking of Jackson, actually, Els, how do you think he played yesterday?
The passenger, he got a really nice assist. Like it was good what he done, but I think it and it's also when Breuer came, and you know I hate Breuer. I can't really hate because our wingers were so shit, and because Conor Gallagher got a red. Our wingers are the only ones that are getting the ball to Jackson. There's not much he can do. I can't say he was good or he was bad. He was non-existent. He got a nice assist, but that doesn't make him have a good game.
Yeah, of course.
Broa came on, and you can see the same things happening. Kind of like they just there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I
What
felt
I'd add to
going.
that though is similar to what you said about Cole Palmer, where it's like it's now been like a couple games where he's not done much of note. Like I've not sat here saying, oh, he's been shit, and I've not sat here saying,
Yeah.
oh, he's been good. Like
Just
he's
met.
just been anonymous. And to be honest, I like you say, with the Gallagher send off, I find it hard to blame strikers when everything else isn't going to plan. And I don't think I didn't really watch him and say when certain scenarios were happening, going, oh, you should be there, or you should have done this, you should have done that. Like
The one thing I would say I was noticing a
it
lot
was.
is that he would do like a nice move, like get past someone or whatnot. Then he's just holding on to the ball way too long.
Oh yeah, he did that.
And
He
it's a
did that thing where he
persistent
just
thing.
spun that play and then he
Bro,
just.
I'm just like, I know you've done the skill. Fantastic. Well done. Now release the ball. Let's keep it moving. Because you keep delaying, delaying, delaying. And what eventually happens is that you run into a cul-de-sac or you get dispossessed. And I'm just like, you're just undoing all the good work. Do you get
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
it?
But I don't have much to say about
Yeah.
him. Just purely because there wasn't much opportunity for him to do anything. Like, he was dribbling well. He got a nice assist. He gave that pass to Mudryk to get him through. But it doesn't make him say, I can't say like, oh, he played well. He
Yeah, of
just
course.
did okay with what he had. I can't blame him or Breuer, because there was no service. Yesterday, like, yeah, was it yesterday the game?
Yesterday.
Yeah,
That's what I saw.
yesterday we provided no service. I blame mostly Sterling and Mudryk for the player ahead of them being shit. And also Gallagher's red card, because obviously you've taken one of our players that are more like our advanced midfielder. Our wingers are playing crap. There's no.
You don't even get, you can't get any support from the fullbacks either,
There's not much he can do. And
because
he
they're
comes down
clearly.
to receive the ball, and he's done kind of all right at some points. At some points, he's been a bozo. It's not a game I can say anything about him. Like, overall, I wouldn't say he played well, but I can't say like, he fucked. At one point, he got a pass. I think it was from Sterling or something like that. And I'm saying like, why didn't he shoot? He was never getting there. Like, it went
Oh
straight.
yeah, the start of the
Yeah,
second
but
half.
that was nowhere close. Like, he slowed down because he wasn't getting there, and people were getting onto him. And I was like, fam,
No, it wasn't. Yeah,
he's
it
not
wasn't.
getting there. Like,
And
that's
then
the.
obviously the other one, the whistle went anyway. That's what I said. Like, I wasn't really. I
Yeah,
think a lot of
not.
people think, because I don't like players, I'll watch them with like a
Right.
with an evil eye. But like, no, usually certain man will just give me the ammo to feel the way I do. But it like in that game, he wasn't harmful. He wasn't harmful. Like, and
And
I.
he did do well in his assist. I can't, I'm not like what surprisingly good in the air,
It
and
was
he
good. Hey, he'd done
put
his
in the
bit.
right place.
He'd
So
done his bit. But you know what, yes, saying with the wingers, right? Because I feel like, I don't know if we've really spoke about it recently, but a certain man is a winger and he's not playing at all.
Madueke.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have done well yesterday.
This is what I'm like. This is what's confused me about Poch, innit? Like, I don't. I, people have their reservations about Modric, Madueke, Sterling, those three. I think they're usually catching heat from different ends of
Section.
the sections of the fan base. Sterling's probably the most secure in terms of,
Yeah,
I think he's like one of our two top scorers this season or whatever. But between Modric and Madueke, I feel like the amount of opportunity given
how
versus production
bro
is actually
was
like
Madueke given
confusing.
opportunity?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Modric's getting a lot of opportunity, not doing much with it, but Madueke is getting no minimal opportunity, obviously not doing much in the time that he's getting on the pitch, because you're giving him like 5 minutes, 6 minutes,
Yeah.
10 minutes
Yeah.
when
And we're
he
seeing the
should.
game out as well, so there's not much for
Yeah.
people to do.
Because I
Yeah.
agree with you.
Not gonna
Not.
lie, it's literally the clearest like display of racism to me. Like, it's just that's how black players, black wingers get Do you know
way less chances, and they're judged way quicker. Like, I feel like as a black player, you have to prove yourself a lot quicker than white players. That's literally it.
what? But
And
let me
Chelsea
tell
are a very racist fan base, so
you.
I was
Do you know what it is as well
price tag as well. That's the biggest thing. It's the
with what pisses me off about giving Mudrick more time is that now we're putting Sterling on the right, and Sterling literally has been performing on the left for us very well. And if I just put Sterling on the left, because most of our games that we played well, Palmer was on the right, Sterling was on the left. If you're not going to start Palmer, just let Madueke go, man. Literally, because Sterling on the right, I don't think he offers as nowhere near as much as he offers on the left.
I mean, he's played well at times at the start, like at the start of
Yeah,
the season as well.
he's not that.
But
He's not like, but do you get it? Yesterday, he's not doing nothing. Neither is Modric. Put Sterling on the left, that you know he has caused trouble, like more trouble in the left than on the right, and then bring Madueke on. It's
Because
not hard.
the thing is as well, it's like I don't see much difference between Madueke and Mudryk. I keep
I think
saying that.
Madueke is better.
Bro, I think he's way more refined. I think he's way more refined in his game, and it's clear to see when he plays. The issue I have is that people will tell me, "Oh, Mudryk's better," but I'm like, better at what?
There's
I
nothing.
don't even think he's more refined. I actually think he's more raw, which makes him sometimes better. Because Mudryk, like we said, his best asset is his speed, which he never flipping uses, and he doesn't take on players. Like, it's really weird. Whereas I feel like Madueke, at least he still tries to
Yeah,
take on his man.
he does. And it's weird, man. It's weird. I think it's a lot of it is down to, like, obviously we don't know the back scenes, but attitude. There's so much that you can see like behind the scenes, yeah, separately from everything. And I don't like Modric, but you can tell Modric trains hard. You can tell all those things, and you
Oh,
can
he
tell,
trains hard.
and you can
But
tell
then,
Madueke is not as serious as him. So in a way, I kind of understand.
I wouldn't.
But
Do you
Els
know,
also, sorry, go on, Cara,
the
actually.
only reason I wouldn't say that, well, I'm saying from an outside perspective, the only reason I wouldn't say that is because Modric is just a guy. He's just one of them footballers that just likes to show what they're doing. Like,
But
oh,
can you not
these are
see
the extra.
but the
the
lifestyle thing as well,
players?
bro. You know what it is?
No,
It's the
but
lifestyle.
the
It's not the
players,
life, but
like
the.
you can see when he scores how much the players, it's like they've seen him be working really hard in training and they're so happy for him.
But I feel like that would be. I feel like if Nani came on and scored a goal, like it would be the same thing because they'd be like, right, you've been left out of the
Nah.
squad. Like you're not playing.
Maybe. Who's he
And you
playing
scored a
with in the
goal.
squad?
Was it against Brentford that he almost scored that matting? I can't remember who it was, but he
Yeah,
almost
it was Brentford. It was
yeah.
Brentford, yeah.
And it's like if that goal goes in, the whole perspective on him gets shifted.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I
Who's
think
he close with in the squad?
Carney, is that side of things is obviously when Diegsy was there. Is I think is Lavia part of that as well?
Probably. I don't know.
Leslie, I think, is part of that too. But it's all the young G's with dreads.
But the thing is, yeah,
Dreads.
this is the thing, right? He's what, 2021, right? I'm sure he goes out, he does whatever on in his free time or whenever, like I'm sure he does it on when he's allowed to, innit? But this like tag that he's been put with, this unserious tag,
We know why.
is only further perpetuated by him not playing games. Do you get what I'm saying? Like it's not, he's available. He's ready to play. And if he was that bad, he wouldn't be in the squad. He'd just be iced out completely. But clearly he's on the
Like for
bench.
example, like what they're doing with Saar, bro.
But this is the downside of playing once a week because obviously I feel like if you have European
Yeah.
Conference League
Nah, it's not,
or
don't
champion,
use that
no, I
excuse,
don't, it's not
bro.
that. It's not that
No,
because against
no.
Blackburn, he didn't play either.
No, but I'm just saying in general, like, and remember Blackburn was must win because it was doing shit as well. I'm just saying in general, like, there isn't much opportunity for Poch to put him in. I think Poch put him in, but there's just not much opportunity.
Oppy,
But he's
Oppy,
finding the opportunity for Mudders.
Yeah, I know.
Oppy. That's what I'm gonna say. Where?
Mudrik's the price tag though as well. Like
No,
this guy costs
yeah, but
8 million.
fuck all that, bro.
But bro, we can't say fuck all that because
Fuck all that, bro.
plays a factor into it and we know it,
It's
obviously.
also why Caicedo plays over Ugochukwu, bro.
Oh, but Ugochukwu shit.
Nah, chill out.
Someone just shut up, man.
I'm
Bro.
sticking with this. More duels won, man.
Kyle, go, what are you gonna say?
Nah, genuinely, why I say fuck all that is. Bro, you didn't make this investment. You
Yeah,
didn't
but they
sign
get
this guy.
pressure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe. Yeah, but you get pressure. But if one of your cheaper investments is paying off, and you actually need to win games, surely, you know, that's the angle you go down. Do you get what I'm saying? Because even since Modric signed, I think players have proven to be, and we've also signed players that are deemed more marquee players than him. Like the spotlight's not even on him to be the main man for Chelsea. Like no one cares about Modric outside of Chelsea, bro. Like literally no one. Everyone, the when we lose, win, lose, draw, the attention goes to Reece James, the attention goes to
Henry.
Enzo. And I'm sure when he's back, it's gonna be Nkunku.
Why is Caicedo not getting that attention though?
Because he's
No, he
fucking
does.
shit,
He does
bro.
get
Nah, he
attention.
doesn't. I see way more stuff about Enzo online.
What about Pete? You don't see people calling Caicedo dead?
No, not dead. It's like
You see
when
Carell saying
it's
that.
like pinning win, loss. So when we lose, yeah,
Oh, yeah.
there'll be
Like,
like
yeah.
Enzo's only won 25% of his games or something like that.
Bro, it's
Yeah,
so
that's
shit. Yeah,
funny.
but that's because they pin it on the players who are like the most rated.
That's what I
And
mean. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said Modric needs to be like, we need to stop just allow the whole all price type thing he needs to play, needs to do, because no one cares about him. Like, it's like being a record label. You sign a shit artist, but you're expecting to recoup funds from the album sales, bro. They're just not good.
yeah.
The investment's done. As in terms of like trying to push him as that guy, fair enough. Like, it's done. With Madueke, I'm not saying he's going to be the guy or Angelo's going to be the guy or whoever we end up signing, or even if Nkunku comes and plays the position, whoever's better than him, just play it. And if he can turn into this player through the opportunities he gets, fair enough. But
You're not
we're not pushing
moved.
this agenda anymore.
How many starts has he had this season?
Hey, Modric.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought my Modric,
I'll tell you right now.
because he's such a bad impact sub.
Oh,
Like, it doesn't impact the game at all. But it's like, are you good enough to start? Not really.
He started just Premier League.
What else? Oh, yeah, just Premier League.
Five games and he's played 12.
So
Yeah,
he's
that's a
almost
decent
started half
amount.
our games.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. Have we played 12 games?
We played 15, I think. But I'm
Yeah,
saying
not the first three.
he started five out of the 12 he's played. And then if
Okay.
you go to Nonzi Madueke,
He started one, I think, against
statistics,
Brentford.
he started one and he's played 6 minutes per game, 22.
That's peak, man.
It's
And
fine.
how many goals has Modric got this season?
Two.
Two against one against Arsenal,
One
which was
against Fulham.
yeah.
Wait,
So he's got
two
one.
in 12.
So he's got one goal. He's got
Why do you
one
say he's
goal.
got one goal? Why
Because
one?
that Arsenal goal, I'm so sick of it now. Like, he's got one
Stop
actual goal and
hating
another
him.
goal that's on
He's got
record. And then how many assists has he got this season? We
he
don't
has
count
anything.
penalties won as assists, by the way.
Yeah,
That's an
they
FA Club
don't. I
term
don't
assist.
think he's got any.
He hasn't got any.
No assists.
No assists in the Premier League, in EFL Cup. No goals, no.
That's a bit scary. Wait,
He's got
he
two
does
goals
have
this
an
season.
assist, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't. Not this season.
Damn.
He had one last
So,
season.
you look at that statistic, and you tell me that's a guy that we need to be pushing,
It's
that we need
crazy.
to be backing and supporting and.
He's had three goals and assists in the league for Chelsea since he started for us. Since like last season.
They killed João Felix for those kind of numbers, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think the standards at the club have just dropped badly. Like,
You can tell the standards of the club have dropped when people were advocating for Connor to be starting week in, week out. Like,
no, listen, yeah, I'm gonna say this once and one
no,
time only.
no.
As you guys are trying to twist things, that's not what happened. People
It
said that you don't walk back, you don't walk into a club until you've proven yourself. I think that's a very fair point. If you disagree, that's cool. But I still agree with that. I think that's a very fair point. I think it's different because you guys have actually watched some of these players play. I have never seen Nkunku play. I'm just taking words off people like you lot who have sold me so many lies. You guys told me that Havertz was the next like him. You told me Werner
Whoa,
was the next
whoa,
him. There's
whoa.
so many players you guys have sworn by. Not you guys specifically,
I was going to
but
say, I didn't even know you when they signed. I was going to be real, I didn't even know you.
just the Chelsea lot, yeah, that you lot have sworn by, and they have just disgraced me. Like the stocks are just crashed, yeah. And I can't trust your words for players. I can't trust it ever again. Like I need to see it with my eyes. So no, I'm not gonna say some guy from some random league should walk into the club. I want to know you're good first. And if somebody's in form, getting goals and assists, making the team play better, no, I'm not gonna say somebody I've never seen before should walk into the team. I think that's
Wait,
you may
who's
disagree,
getting
but that's a
goals and
fair
assists?
point.
I was gonna say,
Shut up, that's not the point.
nah.
That's
To
not
be
the
honest, no,
point.
not
For
that we're
agenda
replacing him for Stone. We're just
for agenda
replacing him for.
purposes, I'm gonna focus on Conor Gallagher is not getting goals and assists.
Yeah,
Sorry.
but
He gets he's
no,
getting
but that's
assists,
not
but
the
if you look
point.
at the assists, one of them was for Mudryk's goal.
Actually,
Let
he
me
has been getting assists, I can't
he
lie.
has got
Wait,
assists though.
which Mudryk goal?
The one against Arsenal, bro.
So
No, but he has got
Now
assists.
he had an assist against Spurs.
He's got four. He
Yeah,
assisted
that's
Thiago
fair.
Silva, so that's a corner kick.
Okay, so
He
no one.
did
Okay,
both the corners.
Are they gonna
two
say he's gonna
corners,
say he's creative now?
two corners.
No,
He's
one.
not had a
No,
good.
no,
He's
no.
not.
One
By the way,
is a corner. The other one,
oh no,
oh,
don't
they
do this.
assisted
Don't turn
Nicholas
the
Jackson.
asterisk.
They
Okay,
assisted
and
Nicholas Jackson.
Enzo's brace. One was a pen, and one was shit.
No.
We're
Because
gonna
I
do that.
no, because this is the thing. Again, this is what I said. The standards of this club are in the floor. They killed Mason Mount for more, you
No,
know?
but this is what I'm gonna. That's
And
what I'm
I didn't
saying.
even
Yeah.
like him.
Bro, that's what
No,
I'm saying,
that's what I'm
fam.
saying. Mason Mount, that's my boy for true. Yeah, I'll. No one
Why,
can
though?
ever.
Why?
No one,
Nah,
because you got you
don't, we're
wouldn't.
not doing that on this pod, man.
You don't
Yeah,
get
nah,
it.
we
You
can't do
wouldn't
that.
get
No,
it.
for me, disown him now, because I'm not having that. Like, I'm not having that.
Why?
Not
Why?
disowning him.
Disown him, man.
Anyway, I feel sorry for him. Don't you feel sorry for him? He's been
No, I
rotting
don't,
away.
because who
I
told you to go to
fuck with
United?
Anthony. Yeah,
Fuck
but I just
no.
feel it should have never ended like this, man. It's quite sad.
Well, it did, because people they allowed all that stuff to get to his head, so
Whatever, this isn't the point. Since
he
Mason Mount was at the club, and not even since he was at the club, because he was shit at corners for a while, but since he was good at taking corners, we've not had anyone that can give a good delivery for ages. So yeah, I am going to give some credit to Conor Gallagher for giving two corners that led to our goal. Do you know
No,
how bad we've been at set pieces
yeah, but
lately?
most of his corners are shit, though.
Yeah, and he gave us two that resulted in goals in one game. So let's clap for
No,
him,
but for me,
please.
the thing is with CG is that I actually think he's played well. He's definitely improved, but I agree with Krill, like, the standards for him are so low, whereby a good game for him is running around and not losing the football. Whereas you get someone like Enzo, who is actually influential in how we actually try and play out.
But they're different.
People will say he's not doing anything, which is
No,
just
but that's,
annoying to
I
me.
just think it's different positions. When, if you switch them, it'll be different critiques of different things. We want, yeah, obviously we want Gallagher to be getting goals and assists and stuff like that. But I also do want him to be chasing the ball down.
No, I'm
And
not saying he shouldn't.
that's
No,
probably
he shouldn't.
his the best thing about him. Like when he's like used well, it's actually his dog aspects that are useful. It's just he needs to not be, because when he got sent off, yeah, he could have been sent off like 20 minutes before that. Like he made the exact same stupid tackle like four times.
For me, that's the second time he's got sent off like that as well, because it was similar against Leicester, whereby he's on a yellow and he's still being reckless. But I agree with you. The dog aspects of him are actually very good. Like, that's why in big games, I'm all for him starting. I don't mind him starting because I feel like he's of influence. But it's when we play the lesser sides where I'm just like, now what are you going to offer? Because we're going to have more of the ball. So what you actually do on the football is going to be more important.
Well,
Yeah.
to be honest, to even go back to the argument, like, I know I was getting onto Gallagher, but to be honest, a lot of people, when they were doing these lineups, when everyone's back or whatever, was always sacrificing Conor Gallagher and putting in number 25 as in the lineup. Oh, it's going to be Enzo, Caicedo, Lavia, Enzo, Caicedo, Lavia, Gallagher, kick rocks, kick rocks. Well, what Fumi said earlier applies. It's like a lot of men were backing a guy that they've watched like six games last season, probably played well against United twice, maybe a good game against City here and there, but ultimately didn't have enough of a sample size to go, right, this guy's going to be cold for us. And he's turned up and he's been shit. And now, the only reason I could probably see Gallagher being dropped ahead of him is, like you say, the price tag pressure. And all that stuff. That there's not even been a competition this season.
Is
And
this
at
about Nkunku?
no, it's
No.
Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Oh. Have
I
you
think.
watched Nkunku, Karel?
Yeah.
Like, do you rate him?
Yeah. I rated for time. I think my biggest thing with him, and I've tried to say this, is like he's a weird kind of player because he's like really versatile. Like he's played in many different positions in his career.
Yeah.
But obviously excelled in that like forward role, whether it's like a false nine or off a striker. But I don't know how Poch is planning to use him, and that's going to
Using
be the be all and end all. Because he will play well, like I know he'll be good. But to be the talisman that we're looking for, I don't know if Poch can get that out of him because I don't trust him's tactics.
Bro, and every time I see a, you know those potential FCs that they do, like if we had no injuries, every time I see one including him, he's in a different position.
Because the thing is for me as well, like, because if we play like 4-3-3 and it's Enzo, Caicedo, Lavia, which I think, it's like, where would you put Nkunku? Because from what I've seen, like, they always say he's not the person who plays up top by himself. He can play off the left, but then, like, it's how do you fit everyone in? Because I was saying, speaking to me earlier, I just think we have too many cooks now. Like, even though we had bad injuries, like, once everyone's back fit, you're just gonna have quite a few unhappy players
I
because
think.
you're having so many people fighting for the same spot. Like, I think,
Good.
no, it's good, but like there's sometimes there's a case when there is too many because you still want to be able to rotate fairly as well.
I think with him, probably with the squad makeup that we have at the moment, I would say play him in like the 10.
Yeah, that's
Like
what
10
I was
slot.
thinking.
Because if everyone was fit, I would have Lavia
Alenzo.
and Enzo and Gallagher as an option off the bench.
What about
To
Caicedo?
replace, bro, that guy can go back to Brighton for all I care at the moment. Like, I genuinely, I'm just sick of it because at first I was just curious if he's good or not, but then guys like Shems, who half apologized this weekend for, being so rampant about how good he's supposed to be, like, and now seeing that this guy is not up to scratch at the moment. Now, do I think he's got time to turn it around? Being bought for 150 million will buy you a couple seasons to do so. So I hope he does, but I don't think he's great. But back to what I said, I'd play Lavia, Enzo, and Nkunku in front because he can play, I'm putting air quotations there, he can play in midfield, which is obviously not his best position, but so he can help in those transitions. Like if he needs to drop deep or if he needs to play closer to the striker, you've got that flexibility there. I think anyone else usually plays there, we lose one or the other. Like we lose, like Gallagher plays there at the moment, who he's good in terms of off the ball pressing from the front, but in possession in the final third is pretty useless. So you lose
Who are you
that.
playing at the top then? As in the who are the three, or are you?
Oh, the three in front. I would still keep it Palmer, Sterling, Jackson for now. I don't think, because I don't, I the way I look, even in pre-season when I was looking at it, I don't think he was brought in to be our striker.
Nkunku, no, he wasn't.
And
He
Cookie, because he was playing with
was.
Jackson, wasn't he, in pre-season?
Yeah, he was playing, bro. He was playing
Well,
with Jackson.
they were linking up well. They were assisting and
That's what
supporting.
was moving everybody.
And I think the thing with Nkunku as well is like why people are pining for him is that even though he's playing CAM, he is actually a goal threat. Like if you see some of the goals, even not just the Bundesliga one, even when he's playing internationally or in the Champions League, like he's very composed in front of goal.
He's got good movement as well. Yeah, off
And
the
he's
ball.
good, and he's a lot better than like Kai and Mount and all those in tight spaces. Like he's actually very technically
Yeah,
superior.
that's the thing. In those tight spaces, he offers a lot. Now, I think that's I agree with Carol. That's a what I'd go for. I don't think
And the
Lavia.
lineup's balanced as well.
I still think Lavia starting is a bit, because I've seen him at Southampton. Yeah, I know this guy has mistakes in him because he's still him. I don't know if I want
I'm
him
not
to.
fully convinced
But
by
I
the
think
way
his
everyone's
value.
I
Go
like him.
on.
I think he's super talented, and I think of all the midfielders, he's got the highest ceiling, higher
Really? No. On the ball,
other than Enzo,
he's nuts. On the
But
ball, he's
if you put
nuts.
Caicedo, Ugochukwu, Lavia, who else can play in that position? Even Gallagher, who else have you got? Andre Santos is going to come back. None of them have the
Cavani.
team.
I think people forget as well that people forget with Lavia that he was never actually supposed to go to Southampton. Like he pushed to move. Like Pep wanted to keep him, but he wanted to play football, so he left. But
So where would Carney ever come into this team?
I
So
think Carney would be Carney
back
kind
up
of
to
starts.
Sterling.
Yeah, Carney can play like when inevitably one of our players either catches a knock or whatever, or one of our players is tired. Carney comes in, and I think that's
But
good.
you know why this is
He's not ready
stupid
to start.
planning?
Also,
You know
when
why
you
this
play,
is
when you play
stupid?
shit teams as well. Sorry, Carl. Just when you play like lesser type team, if we're playing like a 4-3-3, Carney can be that third midfielder that actually influences the final third.
But this is where it was stupid, and I could see the writing on the wall from last season. He wasn't playing. I don't understand why everyone thinks like the Foden method of just like leaving someone on the bench, giving them charity minutes, is gonna make turn him into like a really good player. Like
People forget Foden was still playing like 90 minutes here and there as well.
exactly. And I feel like with Carney, by Jan last season, he should have gone on a loan till the end of the season, just like. Because his
Didn't we play him
deficiencies
then?
in his game is not in his technical ability. It's not in. Sometimes it was just a bit physically. Sometimes a bit of awareness.
Nah,
Sometimes.
sometimes technically it's a bit funny still.
No, but it's like
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
he's calm. Like he's calm on that side. It was just other things around his game. Like he's just awareness. Like speed of thought. Some just send it. Like you could have just sent him for the rest of the season to another Prem team or whatever. Just let him get games on his belt because he came with not many games.
Yeah, I
So,
agree.
and then now, again, like he started the season decently. As soon as he kind of hit his stride, got injured. But now he's missed X amount, like what? He's missed the last maybe
Pretty
what
much.
10, 11 games that we've played. So he's behind in his development again because when he's getting up to speed, his minutes are behind guys that have been playing week in, week out. So now he's in this cycle of he's not in the team. He's got to wait to break in. And that's yet time by the time he breaks in could be like March, April, back end of the season. And then the cycle starts again. Like this is the mismanagement of youth that with and I guess it's a whole different topic, but how we're handling our youth prospects, even down to Andre Santos, who
It's
we
more
sent
just
him into the abyss to not play a single minute this season. I think I don't know if he's even played a minute this season.
No, he hasn't.
But the manager, like, when in the past has a manager been able to turn around to a Chelsea about a Chelsea loanee and just say, oh, I don't really care about not playing him, he's not our player? Because either the prospects we're sending out are just shit now, because back then no club would even dare mess with us, because if they wanted one of our players in future, we just said, we're not doing business with you. You don't know how to look after our players.
He played against Liverpool.
When was that?
A couple of weeks ago.
That was near the start of the season.
No, no, no.
Wait, Liverpool was
Oh,
like two games into the season.
no. I mean for Forest, didn't it? He
Yeah, that's what
played.
I'm saying. They played Liverpool this close to the start of the season.
Yeah,
No,
it was in
they played,
August or
but
September.
no, literally the last days of October, 29th of October, and he played 7 minutes.
Was that in the League Cup?
No, league. He played 10 minutes. 10 minutes against
Oh.
Liverpool, and then he played against Burnley as well. I think he started against Burnley and he played 89 minutes. He played 90 minutes against Burnley at the start of the season, and then he played against Liverpool last month. And he played, I'll tell you right now,
Oh, I was getting my games mixed up. I thought they played early in the season, but even so,
12 minutes he played against Liverpool.
do you get what I mean? But
It's bad,
this
it's bad.
mismanagement of youth, bro. Like, I don't understand how. I don't know, man. I really, from upstairs, and I'm not even talking about Bowley and them, man. I think them man just they spend the money and whatever, whatever that middle level them guys upstairs in the board or whatever, they're just messing about now.
Yeah.
And we're just going to end up with a bunch of guys that are 21 now that are going to be 25, 26, doing absolutely nothing
Yeah.
because we haven't focused where our development is going to be. You
And
can't
it's the
have.
thing, keep buying fucking DMs as well. We got Bear.
Forget that. Why have you got three players the same age fighting for the same position?
It's
It
more than three,
makes no
bro.
sense.
It's more than three. You have Casadei, Santos, Ugochukwu, Lavia, Caicedo. So that's five.
Enzo fits in that age gap category as well.
Yeah, kind
Shit,
of.
yeah.
But let's say Enzo settled. So should
Yeah.
Caicedo, but then you've got four youngsters there in the same position. Carney is also around that. So that's five. Even though Carney's a bit more forward, but he's still in that group of people kind of thing. Matos, six.
Now, out of those kids, yeah, just to add here, where's the veteran presence? The centre backs have it. That's the only position in our team that has a substantial veteran presence. Like where you've got obviously Thiago Silva, who's older than the rest of them put together, and then you've got, but at least you've got like Badiashile and Disasu. You've basically they've got seasons under their belt.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, even though they're young, Belichia hasn't been playing since like 17.
Yeah, but the rest, like. If you look at every other position in the on the field, most of them are just filled with inexperience.
Yes,
Whether that is inexperience in age or inexperience in the league, and that's where they suffer as a lot because you find with a lot of players they always go if when they do their interviews later when they start blowing they go oh it was this player that looked out for me and he was giving me the little tips and tricks to like survive in this league. But we don't have that.
And it's interesting you say that. Well, it's good that you said made that point because like you now see the inexperience and the petulance in this team because like,
Our oldest midfielder's Conor Gallagher.
yeah, exactly. But like, if you look at like Newcastle and you look at yesterday, it's like two or three moments of absolute madness have just completely fucked the game state for us. Whether it's against Newcastle giving away all those free kicks and then them scoring and then conceding straight after, or it's being 2-0 up, getting to 2-1, and then your midfielder who's already on a yellow gets another yellow card and being sent off. Because we're ranked for the highest in terms of fouls, yellow cards, red cards this year. And it's just like they're just doing daft things whereby the team when things don't go their way, they're acting like a child in the pram. They just start spitting out their toys rather than just firming it. Do you get it?
Yeah, that's age though, and
That's what I'm
Potts
saying.
needs
And
to
it's
do something
inexperience.
about it
And it's
ASAP
inexperience.
because but I think he's a hothead as well,
Dude,
so
watch.
yeah, so
Yeah.
it's like
You can see
it
how we
probably like
play.
excites him.
You can see how we play. Like they always say, like a team is like a definition of like a reflection of how they ma of their manager in terms of like his personality and stuff. Like you see it in us, we're so chaotic and erratic. Like there's good sides, but there's a lot of bad sides as well, and that's why like I made that tweet earlier where I was just like I haven't seen us win a game convincingly this year, at all. I'm
But here's the thing though, like everyone praised Poch as this guy who's like, oh, when he had that Spurs team, look how young all their players were, and he raised them up and he was just like good teacher and father figure to these players and this and that. Bro, if they were like the prefects, bro, we are like the delinquents, we're the isolation kids, bro. How, why have we got so many yellow cards and suspensions this season already? Like Jackson got his 5 yellow card suspension within like 7 games.
Yeah.
Bro, what is he doing to like even be
Yeah,
getting
I can't
that?
lie, the complaining thing is so stupid.
Bro.
Oh, do you mean
Yeah, but you know
players
it's a
getting yellows
rule
for
though.
complaining?
Yeah,
You
I know, I
know it's a
understand.
rule.
I know what you're saying, but it's quite a recent rule, and I understand why it's not dug into players yet. Everyone is getting these yellow cards for complaining. I think it's
It's a
rubbish.
recent rule.
Yeah. So like
Yeah.
if you complain to the referee or you dissent, you get yellow. It's to stop
But
them.
that's been a rule.
No, it's not been a rule like that. Like for
No.
me, if like the referee says a free kick and you say no, or just kick the ball away, that's a yellow straight away.
Well,
Yeah.
kick the ball away is
Well,
always going to
kicking
be
the ball
yellow.
away is taking the piss,
Yeah,
mate.
yeah.
Yeah,
No, kicking the ball away is, but the yellow the thing where it's like that's why bare yellow cards are getting handed out is because at the minimum complaint, the refs just throw a yellow. That and then,
that's ridiculous, man.
yeah. No,
Well,
it's getting
my thing
stupid.
is, who are
What
we
else?
playing against United?
We have
No,
40.
we've got Caicedo and Enzo to play.
I
We've got
swear
players.
they said Enzo's is suspended.
No,
Enzo's
it
one
was
more
his
match
fourth
away
yellow
from
card.
suspension.
Oh, he didn't get the yellow.
Yeah, and Caicedo
Right.
actually, you know, Caicedo didn't actually get booked yesterday, which was crazy to me.
It was bad, yeah,
No,
sure.
it
Oh my
was
God,
he was taking a piss as well. Wait, no, Caicedo had a yellow. Caicedo had a yellow.
No, he didn't. I looked it up. He didn't have a yellow.
It
But
was
they gave him
he's
a
getting
yellow
sent
card.
off,
Off, man.
when everyone thought he got booked, I saw it at the time. When everyone thought he got booked, it was Lallana who got booked.
Ah, okay.
I think for
He should
complaining.
have been sent off.
Because bro,
Like,
for the whole like half an hour or however a lot to the game, I was just like, this guy's on the yellow. Why is he fouling like this?
yeah.
Yeah, it turns out he wasn't. But
I
yeah.
don't even think he should have been sent off. I think he just needs to be sent back to Brighton, bro.
Anyway,
But just
I
mad, we've got 47 yellow cards this season.
most of them are for complaining, though.
Yeah, but 47 yellow. Like, are you.
no one else has that many.
Yeah.
Like, even if it is for complaining, like, chill
We're
out.
top of the tree and we're second in red cards. Like,
And look how we've got the red cards as well.
it's
Like
ill discipline.
the last two have just been through stupidity. Like the Gusto one, fair enough. That was a straight red. But like you could say, but James is on a yellow, does nonsense. That was just out of frustration, and you could tell. Conor Gallagher's on a yellow and he's making a tackle from behind when Billy Gilmour, or that's just how I rate him, he's not going anywhere with the ball. So why are you making that
That
tackle?
was such a stupid tackle, man. It's
Bro, it
such
was so dumb. It was so dumb.
I can't believe people were saying like, oh, that's the, it was Omar that was saying like, oh, he got the ball. He
He was
need
on the side. He got the ball.
the guy in the back of his leg before he even touched the ball. And he just about touched a little bit of the ball when he was already on the floor and Gilmore was gone.
You know what, yeah? You know, in that moment, yeah, I'm just gonna give Omar the benefit of the doubt that he was just heated in the moment and very adamant that he saw what he saw, because I showed very clear screenshots of Conor Gallagher making clear contact with Billy Gilmore from behind before, because even if I understand the idea that if he came inside on and they went shoulder to shoulder and he went down and slid and didn't get the ball, he probably would have got away with it. But the ref can see him
Bro,
catch
he
it up
literally
to him.
chopped him through the knees. Like he was even sliding towards the player rather than towards the
Yeah,
ball.
it was so stupid. It was such a bad tackle, everything. Oh.
He only touches, and I said he only touched the ball once he landed on the floor. So, but by then Gilmore's already going down because he's gone through the back of him. I was like, that's literally how a foul worked. And it's a yellow card because the way this ref was, you know, was
Trigger.
trying to get cards out.
I don't know how Caicedo didn't get. I just deeped the kick he gave to Mitoma, bro.
Bro.
How?
The refereeing in this country is insane.
No, but that's
Bro,
the
they
thing.
almost gave a penalty for a ball to
Bro,
the
I saw
face,
that
bro.
as
Come
well.
on,
I
man.
watched the extent of how I don't know how he thought that was a penalty. And the thing is, the assistant can see it as well. So why aren't you just saying no, it's not? Like, please stop. Like, use common sense.
Don't
And
get why
then,
something like that needs to go to the screen.
for
Just
me,
tell
it's
them.
ridiculous. It's
Just
ridiculous.
tell them it's a, that hit his head. Like, what the hell? Stop trying to protect this.
I'll be so real. The ref was a disgrace. Because that penalty is still not a penalty to me.
I've not.
I'm
No.
happy we got it. Pen, nah, it's a
After I
pen.
watched that angle today, I
Trust
said,
me, it's
okay,
a
fair
pen.
enough.
It's a
Why
pen.
is it a pen? Like, why is it a
No,
pen?
bro, they
No,
flashed
there's
me.
one video
They
that they show
flashed.
it, and it's like, okay, yeah. No, but I'm saying, but what did you see in this new
He went
angle?
into it was similar to like what Gallagher did.
Now, Kuro, he actually didn't go into him, like, because there's easing someone out of the way, but because their legs tangled, it makes it a lot
But
harder.
where is the ball when the legs tangle?
Bro, it
The
doesn't.
adjacent steals
He went,
arms, bro.
no, he went through the, he went through his legs.
But regardless of where the ball is, it's a
Bro.
late tackle from behind. That's going to be given up, and even
Yeah.
the
Like,
bro,
bro,
I'm
like.
not gonna lie. That is, I've seen enough times a guy get fouled, yeah, or caught or barged or whatever, yeah. But because he's kicked the ball into the advertising boards, they've gone, nah, because you're not actually impeding anything. Like you actually, because at first he puts his arm out and then their legs tangle, which is innocuous enough. But when you actually look at where the ball's going in the situation, you just go,
That touch was so
he's
shit,
got no.
man.
And it's the thing, like, people saying I was upset that we got a penalty. No, I was very happy, and I was happy that we finessed the system. But I was looking at it from the angle of, if they did not give that penalty, this guy has killed our best chance of the second half to kill the game. And I don't see how people who are fans of this guy can excuse that by he won a penalty
You
in
know
the
what's
most
crazy?
fortunate circumstances.
I've seen the same people like say, oh, Mudryk done well winning that penalty, Rettete, who were cussing Werner for getting penalties.
That's what I said. I
Because
said,
Werner was getting penalties and they were stupid and most of them were due to bad touches and you were like, what the fuck, how the fuck did this guy get a penalty and shit like that? But it's not a good thing. It doesn't say that the player is good. He got a penalty based because the other players are stupid. It was a stupid pen to give away in all shape. Did you get it? Like, and it's not a good look on him. He was terrible.
But guys, moving on, like, to some positives, I felt like three players that had good games. I don't know if you'll agree with one of them, but I felt Badders, Enzo had a good game, and I felt Thiago Silva had a good game.
Yeah.
You guys agree? I know I'm asking Kroos because Kroos, Thiago Silva's adversary, but yeah.
What about what?
And Thiago Silva having a good game. Because I feel like we can all agree Badders and Enzo had good games, but I was asking, do you agree with Thiago Silva?
It's fine. Like it's fine.
You
Like
agree with it?
I don't have a direct issue that I think he's a terrible guy. I just think he's always a ticking time bomb
He is
because
because
at
for
his age.
every okay game he has, he'll cost us the next match.
Do you know what I mean? Like
It's literally alternating.
he was literally decent before the Newcastle game, and then
Yeah.
had that mistake in the Newcastle game. It's like, bro, he's getting old, bro. Like
Yeah.
football, Alzheimer's is real, bro. Like football, like there's a thing. Like you've played so many games, like your body and your brain just can't do what it did before sometimes, and we need to give him those little rest breaks. But again, I'm
That's
not
the
gonna be
thing,
mad
yeah.
because we've got injuries. You know, like the guys that are supposed to be playing
Yeah.
are in the infirmary or recovery room or whatever you call it.
That's true, it's true. And like I feel like with Enzo, I was happy that he had a good game, got his goals. Cause I feel like as much as I don't think he's played amazingly this season, I feel like some of the comparisons I've seen over Twitter on the stuff is it's just crazy. Like he is a very good player that's been, I think, handicapped by our system in a way. But he's still showing his qualities, and people are just doing a bit too much. So I'm glad he got his
Who?
goals, Enzo. Because I've had my
What are you talking
gripes.
about, Silva? Then what are you
No, no,
talking
no, no,
about?
no. Enzo. Because even though I don't think Enzo's been like outstanding or 10 out of 10 this season, I'm not like there are still metrics that show he's doing his job. He is having influence. And I feel like people are just doing too much. Like I've seen John Joe Selby comparisons. People saying Gallagher's better. And I'm not having that. This is a good player, man. I'm just happy.
Enzo's a good
The
player.
maddest thing is, like, this wasn't one of Enzo's better performances this
Bro,
season.
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't.
He just scored two goals and people's ideas have already
It's
changed. And
crazy.
I'm
It's
like,
crazy what
GA
football
is
comes to.
killing people, man.
It's
It's fam,
crazy what football comes to.
I
It's
sat down. GA, I think,
crazy.
only applies to like wingers and strikers.
Yeah.
But I think.
And wingers is even on and off because obviously, like, you have to account that some people just influence the play in general. Like, as much as I hate defending this guy, but Felix is one of those guys that I don't think GA defines how well he plays in a game. However, he does.
Do stupid
His
things.
output is really bad,
Yeah, that's fine.
but he can play. But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. Like Enzo plays really well every game, like, not every game, but most games in
Most
my
games
opinion.
played, yeah.
And it's like until people have seen goals, they're like, ah.
But the thing is,
But they need some. Oh, go
go
on.
on, bro.
Now I was just gonna say when it comes to players like Enzo, Enzo's talented, very talented. He's good at what he does, but he's not a player that can exist outside of a defined system. Like, you have to give him, and it goes for a lot of players, you have to give him the structure to work
That's
within
what I'm
to
saying.
excel and be the best he can be. You can't just give him the ball and be like,
Do your
okay,
thing,
go
bro.
beat Enzo. Because for the most part, he's quite a simplistic player that wakes up in certain aspects. So if you're not going to give him a system or a structure to work with, you're going to get these performances we've been getting recently where it's like
Hit and
he's
miss.
doing some things, but you can't really see the influence because what is he supposed to be doing? Like, he's really good at following instructions. Like, if you see how he's played for us at times, and then you see, like, even in the World Cup for Argentina, which was like a different role, but he just executed it. Like, this is what we need from you. This is what you need to be. Do it. And he did it. Like,
I think for
that's
us,
the.
we go across. Sorry, last
No, that's what I was going to say. That's the most of it. Like,
because, bro, I think we just need to get him on the ball as much as possible. We need to stop being transitional. Like, I'd want us to have like phases of the game where we're counting the opposition half and he has time and space on the ball to do his thing. Because a lot of the time it's attack, then run back and defend, then attack. Like, it's just, we know he's not the most athletic as well. So you're really doing him a disservice there. We just need to be like a bit more like City or Arsenal when
baby
we play
Chavi,
opposition.
man.
What's that?
Baby Chavi.
Yeah. Because, bro, I want you, this is the type of player you want to have, like, when they're doing the touches at the end of the game, you want him to be like in the triple digits because you want this guy to be touching the ball as much as possible because he can be that much of an influence. All this transition ball that we're doing is not going to get the best out of him, man. And you get morons telling me that he's not good.
But you want him to have three digit touches, passing to who, and who passing to him?
That's where is the structure.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you, if Caicedo and Gallagher were my midfield partners, I'm clipping it over the top every time.
I just run
Because
like
what good is
Caicedo,
there gonna come? I give it to Caicedo, I'm now running back towards my own box.
bro.
It's a fact of life. There's not that many technical secure players. You might as well just put it into safe areas and hope for the best.
You think that's
But
why when he plays with Lavia, it could be better? Because I feel like Lavia is definitely,
Lavia and Nkunku,
yeah,
even Carney, like you just need
Palmer.
guys with a Palmer, like you guys with a higher technical bar that can
Yeah.
allow him to express himself. Like, these are the things that, albeit I wasn't his biggest fan, but like I understood the argument with Jorginho to a degree. Like, if you don't surround him with the right players, then he doesn't look that great. Whereas I think Enzo can be better than
Yeah, way
Jorginho
better.
was for us.
Yeah, way
So,
better.
but the same thing still applies. It's like if you want someone to be a metronome, and like you have to give him the pieces around or the conductor. Like, what's a conductor
Enzo's
without a
literally
good
doing
band?
everything for our midfield. That's the he's winning more balls than fucking Caicedo when he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Passing, he's creating more chances than Gallagher is when he
And
shouldn't
keeper.
because he's behind him. He's literally doing he's having to compensate so much. Like, we depend on him having a good game for us to look kind of decent in the midfield. Because if he doesn't, which he hasn't in a few times this season, we look so
And what
shit.
else? Why is that though? But the thing is, when he hasn't played
The
well.
reason that is because Gallagher being on most offensive midfielders is kind of stupid because he's really bad in the final
No,
third.
no. What else?
And
That's not
then
even the
Caicedo's
reason, bro.
fucking terrible at ball recovery.
But if these, the, but this is what I'm trying to say. I'm agreeing with you, but using a different angle is that if teams know that the only way we can play is through this guy and everyone else is meaty, the bad games that he's had, most of the time they've just honed in on him. Like even against Newcastle, bro, every time he touched the ball, these men were on him because they said, right, if we can get it out of his feet
There's no
and
way
give it
he's
to
not
other
picking it up.
people, we've
Yeah.
got an easier time to breathe. That we've got an easier game, we can breathe. And that would be the tactic all round. Until you put better players around him where they have to think twice, like, oh, do we go and press Enzo or do we cover where
Yeah.
he might play? Then we can start having that
Bro,
fluidity. But if you center everything through him because he's literally the best in every aspect of our midfield as it stands, they can literally just go, right, no, stay
And
on him.
bro, it's like the Pogba thing with United, whereby like you've obviously got this amazing talented player, but you're surrounding him with shit pieces, and because he can't make them look better, you're now blaming all the blame on him. And that's why I get annoyed with it. That's why I keep saying this, like, the standards of the club, whereby like you don't have this, such this high expectation of Enzo, whereby even if he's doing the things he's supposed to, like building up play, making progressive passes, breaking lines, all those sort of things, you're not going to tell me he's had a good game. But whereas someone like Connor, because the rating of him is so low, like in terms of just being able to recover the ball and just not lose it, you're gonna tell me he's better than him, and I just I, it's just not something that, it's something that doesn't sit well with me. So that's why, like El said, yesterday wasn't even one of his best games. But because he got two goals, everyone's like, yeah, Enzo, my midfielder. I'm just like.
You know it's hilarious though, because everyone puts the pressure on Enzo because of his price tag, right? But can I say though, and I'm not even saying this, like I'm not gonna start bashing him, but like Caicedo came in, cost more, has been in the league longer, and doesn't get half of the criticism that he gets. Why? Because I believe it's mainly because a lot of people know that Enzo's actually a good player and
Yeah.
they're getting their licks in now.
Bro, they know it.
Because if that was the case, like it was in, he was like shit, or people actually didn't think he was that good or had all these like mad, he wouldn't get this pressure and all the heat that he
Bro,
does.
they'll
It's the same
scream
thing
for
that
him.
Reece James gets,
Yeah.
like because we put him on such a pedestal, like everyone's trying to will try and tear him down at any moment. You see how Trent scores a brace. Trent scores a brace, and all Liverpool fans can do is tweet about Reece James, bro. Like this is where.
You know what's funny about that brace curl? I was like, I was saying it to my friend who's a Liverpool fan. I was just like, you lot are gassing up Trent's thing, saying goals. When Reece James was scoring goals, you lot were telling me, but oh, he's playing right wing back. He's in an attacking position, so of course he'll get goals. He's not getting assists. But I'm like, Trent's now playing in midfield, so he's closer to goal. Is it not the same thing? Like, football's the narratives are funny. But moving on before, because we got to finish soon. United this week. I just want to get score predictions. I don't really have time. We don't really have time to go into it too much, but yeah.
Yeah, we ain't winning that game, bro.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna say nil-nil.
That would be a blessing for me. Like I'd like to remind the listeners that we haven't won at Old Trafford in 10 years.
Not to
The
who?
last manager to beat them was
Benitez.
Rafa Benitez.
And we all know what we thought of him.
You know what I
Like,
mean?
and the thing is with me, like I know Chelsea are poor, but I think United are damn right awful.
When's the last time we beat them in the league? Was it
Conte,
Conte?
yeah.
First season.
Second.
Slow down.
Conte beat them twice at home, though, to be fair.
Wait, oh, was that Morata header?
Yeah, right header.
So we haven't beat them at home in 6 years,
Yeah, it's
and we haven't beat them
fucking
away in
grim.
10.
Yeah, it's because it's been bare draws. It's a lot of draws.
Because the last time we beat them was in the FA Cup semi-final.
Yeah. When De Gea had when that's when De Gea's CTE became full blown.
Yeah, so we ain't winning that game, bro. Can't fight history. We ain't fight.
But yeah, guys, I think it's been a draw. Like, even though we won, still see that we're not happy around here, guys. But yeah, let us know what you think and comment, like, retweet this when it comes out. Thanks. Peace.
Watch the bounce.
Bye.
Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
As possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
It wasn't his goal to win.
It's like a chain of Vicky. Would you have thought of a chain? Oi, them man drip like soy. Had a 20 on me like Hudson and Doyle. Formation, feet for feet. I'm fighting, I'm fighting, it's like...